Do you read less than 10 books a year? Well, I do. I fancy myself as a bit of a reader. But I would read less than 10 books a year. Apparently, that means I'm an occasional reader. Oh, I feel quite insulted. Professor David Throsby is a professor of economics at Macquarie University. Good morning, Professor.
How are you, Red?
How many books a year do you read?
Oh, goodness me. I probably read, you know, probably several hundred because that's my job. So I don't know that I would really be typical. But I think, you know, I mean, the fact
hang on, hang on a minute. You don't, you know, if you read several hundred, you can't be reading the whole book.
No. And in fact, one of the things which we said in the survey was, have you read a book or part of a book in the year? Because, I mean, a lot of people start books and then don't finish them or just dip into them and so on. And that does count as reading a book. At least it counts as, you know, having something to do with a book.
Well, how many pages do you have to read before you can claim you've read a book?
Oh, well, we didn't quite get to that level of detail, Red.
Yeah, I read the first page, loved it. Yeah, I recommend it.
Yeah.
And what about the kinds of things we read?
Well, look, the main thing that people like to read in terms of fiction is crime fiction, thrillers and so on, and that's not surprising. I mean, that's the sort of thing which is really a page-turner and turns us on. One of the interesting things that we found was that there are still people who read literary fiction and people who read poetry. You wouldn't believe it, but 10% of people claim that they actually read poetry. Now, you know, the market for poetry books is pretty small, but nevertheless, people are into poetry in a way. And that relates particularly to Australian books. I mean, one of the things which we really were concerned about in this work that we did, the research that we did, was to look at how the Australian literary world is faring, and people do recognise the fact that the Australian books do contribute to our culture, that they're part of our culture, they tell our stories, and therefore they need to be supported.
So that's where you come in, because you specialise in cultural economics, so-called.
That's right, yes, indeed. A bit of an oxymoron, those two things don't quite go together.
Do you count reading online as reading?
Oh, yes, indeed. Yes, we looked at both all sorts of reading. I mean, people read on their phones, they read on their laptops, they read on their computers, and they read in on books. So, you know, there's and of course, as you would know, the rise of the e-book, the electronic book, has threatened the sort of print book. But one of the things that we do notice nowadays is that the print market is still quite strong. People do like to have a book in their hands. You know, and if you're going to give a book to a friend, you don't give them an e-book. You go to a bookshop and you buy a proper book, and that actually does sustain the industry quite well.
So the industry is in okay shape, is that what you're saying?
Well, it's a bit hard to say, Red, because the problem is that there is this competition from, particularly in the bookselling industry, from overseas suppliers, Amazon and so on, which don't have to pay GST. When the books come from overseas, they don't pay GST. So there is a bit of unfair competition going on, but it's very resilient. One of the things is the writers are still writing, the publishers are publishing, the booksellers are selling. So, you know, there's health in the industry, but it's not to say that it doesn't have its problems.
All right. Thank you, sir.
Not at all. Good to talk to you, Red.
Professor David Throsby from Macquarie University.